Our fall sports have always been a very strong part of our program.
Dave Scott is the athletic director at the University of West Florida. He was talking at an event that introduced the five fall sports teams at the school to the media this week. The men's and women's cross country, men's and women's soccer, and women's volleyball teams were all in the spotlight as they spoke about their plans and hopes for the coming season, which gets underway this weekend.
Men's soccer is going to be right into it this weekend with Tampa, a very strong matchup. Women's volleyball playing a couple ranked teams this weekend, and cross country will get going on the road. So looking forward to it. We have a lot of, you know, we have a lot of new kids, but we have a lot of kids returning, so it's always a great time of the year to get the fall kicked off.
The women's volleyball team is going into this season as the top ranked team in the Gulf South Conference. Coach Melissa Walter says most of last year's team will be back.
We returned 13 players. We added only three new players, which I think is going to definitely be to our advantage, two freshmen and one junior college transfer.
The volleyball team spent part of the summer competing in Europe, which Coach Walter says not only helped the team bond personally, but gave them a taste of some very different competition.
Played against some really physical players. We played against completely different styles. So it was great. Totally out of our comfort zone, unair-conditioned gyms, different ball. The officiating was different. So just a lot of scenarios that pushed their comfort level and got them being able to have to perform when it wasn't the perfect scenario.
During the press conference, UWF President Dr. Judy Benz talked about the school's past championships and hopes for the coming season.
I am wearing the 2012 National Champion of Women's Soccer Pendant. I want another one. Okay. From all five of you would be just fine, and I'll have a bling problem.
And that women's soccer team also did some traveling during the summer. Coach Joe Bartlinski says they spent some time in the Asheville, North Carolina area, and it helped to bring a team with a lot of new faces together.
Preseason was quite enjoyable. We learned a lot about each other. We have a brand new blend of players. Quality returners, transfers, and some new freshmen in. And so by heading up to the mountains of Carolina, getting a couple scrimmages in, we were able to have some great training sessions, some team bonding, and have some success in our scrimmages.
The women's soccer team will spend most of the first month of the season on the road with only one home game on September 22nd. The men's soccer team will start their season at home this weekend. Coach Bill Elliott says last year's team was very young, and almost all of those starters are returning and growing.
What excites me about this team is how far, not necessarily where we are, we're not sure where we are, but it's how far we've come from last year until now with a lot of the same players.
The team's first game is this Saturday against Tampa. All fall sports games at the University of West Florida are open to the public. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.